John Beilein was introduced officially as the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we're going to the Western Hotline right now to find out when they're going to have a team good enough for John. Jason Lloyd is joining us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, and to talk a little bit more about Johnny Beilein. Jason, it's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, you know, we have a rooting interest back here, obviously. You know the backstory on John. So a lot of fans here have always been pulling for him and are hoping that he does extremely well with the Cavs. How is that? We were happy for him. How is the hire going over in Cleveland?
I think there's a lot of excitement around it. You know, there is a little trepidation over his age. It's been talked about a lot, the fact that he's 66 and how long is he actually going to do this. I don't have a problem with it because the Cavs don't keep coaches that long. So if he even makes it to the end of this deal, it would be kind of remarkable. The last three coaches haven't even lasted 3 years. So, and I've talked to a lot of people around the league. I covered the NBA for 8 years as a beat writer for the Cavs, and a lot of people around the league have a lot of respect for him and think it's a great hire if the Cavs can stay out of the way and let him do his job.
Okay, so I take it that's more about a Daniel Gilbert thing, right?
Yeah, of course. Dan is one of the most meddlesome owners in the NBA. And, you know, Ty Lue won a championship, and they fired him 2 years and six games after the championship. So they just have a history of cycling through coaches. He hired Mike Brown, fired him after a year, hired David Blatt, which was an unwise hire. He wasn't ready for the NBA, fired him after a year and a half. Brought Ty Lue in, fired him, won a championship, fired him after 2 years. So this is the history of Cleveland. He can run from it as much as he wants, and they spin it by saying it was the right coach at the right time. But the reality is, this is how the organization operates. And until that changes, they'll never win. Until they have stability at the top, I don't know how they'll ever reach the levels that they did with LeBron.
Well, let me ask you this: in terms of them trying to win with John as the head coach, what's the roster like? I know it was bad last season. How bad is it, and how does it get better fast?
Well, they've got the fifth pick. That's going to help. You know, they were obviously hoping for the number one pick in Zion Williamson. That's out the door. That's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to trade up. They're going to be stuck at five, which, you know, you should get a good player at five. It's not going to be the transcendent franchise-altering player maybe that you would have gotten at one. Mm-hmm. But it's still a good player. They have Colin Sexton, a rookie last year, kind of a work in progress. He's a point guard who doesn't really see the floor well and doesn't pass the ball a lot. He's really focused on just scoring. Obviously, you have Kevin Love, an all-star Olympic champion, NBA champion, but he's always hurt. So it's difficult to count on him for a full season because it just doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. When Kevin's on the floor and they're rolling, they're not good, but they can be average. Now it's John's job to turn average into great. And that was one of the big keys why the Cavs wanted him, was his ability to take not the best recruits in Michigan. You know, Michigan wasn't recruiting top 10 guys, right, blue chip recruits. But the guys he was getting, he was turning into elite players, and the Cavs are hoping that that will translate to the NBA.
That's where I wanted to go with my next question for you, Jason. So he's won literally wherever he's been, you know, whatever level he's been at, Division III, Division II, Division I, junior college, Canisius, Richmond, Michigan. I'm sure he was asked at some point what makes him confident that he can go from a winning college coach to a winning pro coach. Some have struggled. There have been a couple have had some success. What did he have to say about that?
Just that he's confident in what he's confident in who he is and what he does, and believes that he said, you know, yes, there will be some things I have to adapt and change. But for the most part, he feels like, you know, he was talking to Jerry West and Jeff Van Gundy, who both told him, be who you are. There's a reason why they wanted you. There's a reason why they think you're going to be successful. So don't change that. A lot of college coaches feel like maybe they have to change too much when they go to the NBA. And I think some of the stigma of that has worn off a little bit. I'm still apprehensive about college guys for the most part, but I think it's too broad of a brush. I don't think you can lump them all in the same group. You know, Brad Stevens, I think Billy Donovan's kind of different. Everyone talks about Billy Donovan's success at OKC, and they have had success there with him, but that was a championship contender when he walked in the door.
Yeah.
You know, when Brad left Butler to go to the Celtics were a wreck. The Celtics were kind of where the Cavs are now. And Danny Ainge had the patience to stick with them. They got the guy they wanted. put him in place, and he saw it through. He saw the rebuild through and brought them to where they are today. Now, that's where the question of John's age comes into play. Can he, is there going to be enough time for him to see the rebuild through and then also enjoy the fruits of the work on the back end? But right now, you know, one step at a time, the Cavs just need somebody to put the wheels back on the cart.
Well, hopefully they get the wheels on fast because, like I said, we have a rooting interest. So I want to see John win as soon as possible. Well, listen, thanks for coming on. We're glad things are going over well for him in Cleveland. Hopefully they, for his in his sake, they turn things around real fast. Jason, thanks. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks. Oh, and Andy told me to tell you the Mets suck.
Yeah. Well, no, you know,
right,
tell Andy he can kiss my. I'll text you the word to fill at the end of the sentence. Thank you.
You said, make sure you tell my guys the Mets suck. They're big Mets fans. I'm like, all right, I'll tell them.
This is why I hate Yankee fans, because they're an arrogant lot, and they always have to point out how bad your team is. So tell them to go jump into Lake Erie.
All right, I will.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Jason's boss is Andy Roth, our former boss here, who's now at 92.3. He is an arrogant Yankee fan, but I love him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.